Oxymorons is on in 5 minutes.
Sure, thanks.
What do you like?
Oh, I don't care. Surprise me.
Hey, who said feed him, love him, and leave him alone?
Well, I think that was John Smith.
No, Dr. Benjamin Spock said that.
Come on.
Sorry.
Alright, so I thought we'd start with chapter 6, since that's what we went over today in class.
Wait a second. You wanna... Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, what was the secret identity of Don Diego de la Vega?
I think it was Zorro.
No, Green Lantern.
Hey, you want a sandwich or a hat or something?
A hat?
There you go.
Alright, so in chapter 6.
Woo!
Who wrote the book, Unsafe at Any Speed?
Charles de Gaulle.
No, Ralph Nader.
Sorry.
So in this stage 2, testing the prospect,
What?
Don't you think that,
Oh, you want some sunglasses. Sorry. Hold on.
Come on!
Okay, so...
Alright, bad news. No sunglasses. Just this pair. But... Answer this, it's even better. You love this.
Perfect. Perfect. Alright. So, stage 2. Testing the prospect. This digging in and discovering more.
Man your battle stations!
Right, so the conversation starter is here.
Battle station.
Battle stations?
Battle stations.
Good news!
What do you do?
Uh-huh.
What are the best ways to develop an effective conversation?
Effective cake!
What are the best ways to develop an effective
Chapter
conversation?
Chapter 6, eating cake! Come on!
Eating cake.
That's it. Just... Okay, Dustin?
Hey, man. Sorry about
it. You are one sick human being.
All right, then. We'll see you in class, buddy. What the hell is that all about?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like oxymorons.
Oh, come on!
Something wrong? Are you okay?
Lost my kite.
Your kite?
Yeah.
What about it? You were flying a kite?
It's in a tree.
What, in this tree?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. How'd it get up there? That's nice.
You know, she divorced Kennedy 30 years ago.
She did?
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. I gotta call my cell phone. Hello? Hey, Arthur, what's up? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure, I can hold. No problem.
I never even heard your cell phone ring there.
Oh, yeah, I've got it set on vibrate.
Oh, that's radical. So, what kind of deal do you have with that thing there?
I've got 500 anytime minutes, 1,000 weekend minutes, call ID, call forwarding, voice activation, hands-free activation. It's a pretty sweet deal. Yeah, hey, Arthur. Oh, no problem. Yeah, golfing sounds good to me. What, about 3 o'clock? Sure, okay. Oh, hold on, I got another call. Hello? Hey, Dave, what's up? Yeah, I'm just talking to Arthur here on the other line. We're gonna go golf later today. You wanna come? So, you going to the Zamfir concert later? Yeah, he's pretty cool. Oh, sure, he's right here. He wants to talk to you.
Who is this?
It's Dave.
Hey, Dave. Oh. No, I already been to the store today. Don't need to pick up any more lettuce. It's fine. No, I said I don't need any more. Oh my God.
Sam here.
What about your kite up there, though? What happened to your kite? That. All right. Well, this. Yeah. That's very nice. Well, what about your kite? I'm. All right.
And now your first installment of Pre-Bar Woodsy.
But I did not know that this was in Eastern Standard Time, so I came here at 4:30, expecting to get the weather graphics, and they aired at 3:30! Schnell!
Mars.
What about your kite up there? That, oh. It didn't work. Would you like some help maybe trying to get your kite down or? Apparently not. Did you just get your shoe stuck up there? Alright.
And now, Oxymoraz presents Sans Jams.
Yeah, Cody. Cody, it's your shot. Hey, Jans. Jans, it's your play. What's going on? It's your turn, man. You seen Cody?
No.
Weird.
Tune in for Sans Jams next week when Aaron says...
Where's Cody?
That ain't water. That ain't cranberry juice. Those ain't nails. That ain't my face. That ain't kitty litter, corn syrup, Crisco, clown urine, snake blood, and DD7. That's not your arm.
Hi.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's going on, Smokey?
Smokey!
Smokes.
Hey. You know you guys shouldn't read so much.
Why?
How come?
You could damage your spines. Gotta get this job. Gotta do well. Okay, let's go.
Come in.
Ah, Mr. Spivey. I'm Mr. Billings. Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
I'm in charge of interviewing all potential employees here. Have a seat.
Okay.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, I heard there was a job opening and I thought, you know, I had the qualifications.
Great.
That was the right man for the job. There's my resume.
Okay. Looks good. Mr. Spivey, here at Cyclone Industries, we are looking for people who not only fit our requirements for the job, but also have a certain type of personality. We're looking for people who will give 110%. This is a full-time job.
I wonder if I shut the oven off today. I think I did. I wonder what that whole unit is called. If the top's a stove, the inside's an oven, what's the entire thing called? This guy kind of looks like my second cousin. Or maybe my first cousin once removed. What's the difference anyway? If you deliver a baby, do you remove its liver? God, this guy's office is so boring. If I had this office, I'd put up some Pink Floyd posters or something. This guy smells like dog food. If I threw up right now, how embarrassed would I really be? And would I still get the job? Man, I wonder if I'm gonna get the job anyway. Maybe I should pay attention now.
That's probably my most important question in this interview.
Okay, well, to answer that question then, Mr. Billings, I have to be totally honest with you. I wasn't listening to a word you said. I mean, I don't normally go into job interviews like this and just daydream. But I don't know what happened.
I wonder if I should have Chinese tonight. Yeah, I think I will. Man, I can't get that Spice Girl song out of my head. I wonder whatever happened to Ginger Spice. I'm giving you everything, all that joy. Oh, looks like he's almost done talking. He looks sad for some reason. Guess I better give him the job.
Thank you for your time and apologize for wasting it.
Okay, well, I like what I've heard here. I think you're the right guy for the job. Welcome aboard.
Wah!
You have a apple picking device? I threw my shoe up in the tree. Oh! Yeah, and the one.
You threw the shoe up to get the kite down.
Yeah.
And now you've got your other shoe. Yeah.
And my socks are all wet. I've been out here since like 4. No!
On the next, Oxymorons.
You're being so naive. The peppers, they're so hot that they will burn your mouth, okay? So I don't even know why I give them to anyone, because I'm the only one that can handle them.
And I want to eat the pizza with just the peppers. I don't care if they're too hot for me.
Well, I've had some pretty hot peppers before.
Quit using hot lava analogies and just give us the frickin' peppers. Come on, man!
There's a man walking by the window. Oh, he just ate a pepper and now he's dead. Okay, good. We'll get peppers from someone else then. Fine.